Hello everyone, welcome to the first episode of the Think Tank Initiative Talks. In this episode, we will be discussing a paper by Deloitte that talks about and examines catalyzing public sector innovation. It talks about the five roles that defines the ecosystem or the innovation ecosystem in the public sector. Now, public sector innovation hopes to address societal challenges through examining where and how the most impact can take place. Crucial to that is understanding the interplay of the five key roles in an innovation ecosystem. Roles of innovation ecosystem partners is very important. In the private sector, it's often to innovate or to perish. No one questions the notion that multiple companies will likely be developing similar products and services simultaneously. And this kind of competition lies at the heart of a free market economy. But in the public sector, innovation can be more challenging. Organizations hoping to address societal challenges are often faced with resource limitations and little tolerance on the part of donors, taxpayers, and other constituents. Additionally, market forces that can naturally drive innovation in the private sector do not always have the same effect in the public sector. For example, if two government agencies or nonprofit organizations were conducting the same research, many would view these efforts as redundant and wasteful. But the sheer number of individuals and organizations focused on public sector challenges can make redundant efforts common, with new entrants struggling to identify ways to add value. An important question in public purpose organizations is, if my organization hopes to launch an innovation initiative that has an impact on societal challenge, where should it start and how does it fit with other actors already focused on the same or similar challenges? An examination of innovation initiatives in the US begins to provide an answer to this question. These initiatives generally involve an organization playing at least one of five key roles in the innovation ecosystem, according to the Deloitte Insights report. Those roles are problem solver, enabler, motivator, convener, and/or integrator. By understanding which one of those five roles to assume when launching an initiative, organizations hoping to support public sector innovation may be able to do so more effectively and will be able to deploy their resources as well as partner with other organizations and reduce redundancies. Also, large public sector organizations face challenges in a variety of ways. One of them is that when they launch a new innovation initiative, they should consider the appropriate role or roles that their efforts can fill within the existing ecosystem of actors that are focusing on the same challenge. Then they should implement a set of strategies specifically aligned to that role or roles. So the five roles in public sector innovation initiatives, according to this report, carried analysis of 100 prominent innovation initiatives, which were focused on societal challenges across the U.S. And you know, one of their challenges is that the definition of innovation varies widely from one group to another. They've decided that they would use the word innovation as a pattern that begins to emerge. Nearly every such effort, regardless of whether they are launched by a private sector organization, a foundation individual, involves organizations playing at least one of five key roles. First one is developing innovative solution. The second is giving others tools or resources to make innovation easier. The third is creating incentives to spur innovation. Fourth, bringing various actors together to collaborate through the innovation process. And the fifth, establishing and or sustaining the innovation ecosystem as a whole. These five roles will be referred to throughout this session today as problem solver, enabler, motivator, convener, and integrator. Problem solvers are organizations that go through the innovation lifecycle in an attempt to solve challenges in new or different ways. Motivators are organizations that provide incentives to encourage problem solvers to innovate. Incentives can include rewards, prizes, recognitions, or policies and regulations. Conveners bring other actors in the innovation ecosystem together to share knowledge and resources, or to partner and solve challenges. Convening tactics can include anything from hosting events to creating social collaboration platforms. Enablers make innovation easier by providing resources such as training, data, funding, and to problem solvers. In the midst of all that, integrators are organizations that create sustainable innovation ecosystems by playing multiple roles and maintaining an evolving platform for other actors to plug in. Multiple roles are often essential to making innovation effort a success, and each role involves the application of a specific set of strategies and approaches. For example, in the case of Mapping Dark Matter, Kaggle's platform acted as the motivator, providing a financial incentive that prompted non-traditional problem solvers to get involved. The space agencies acted as enablers, contributing essential data that enabled O'Leary to develop his innovative solution. Taking an ecosystem-based approach to innovation can have a dramatic impact in addressing societal challenges. If each actor within an ecosystem understands its appropriate role and engages in the right strategies to fulfill this role, the entire ecosystem can function more effectively. A clear understanding of one's appropriate role can also serve as a vulnerable, valuable starting point for organizations hoping to launch new innovation initiatives, helping them use resources as efficiently as possible and interact in a complementary manner with other actors. And finally, an ecosystem-based approach to innovation can help organizations implement strategies to build their capacity to fill needed roles more effectively on an ongoing basis, creating an infrastructure for ongoing innovation processes. Some of the strategies used by problem solvers are design thinking and human-centered design techniques, ideation sessions, diverging and converging techniques that combine unlike concepts into solutions, scenario planning and futurist techniques that project the potential benefits of new solutions that are being applied to a specific problem area, and organizations hoping to build their capabilities as problem solvers often engage in one of the three activities according to the report. They either establish innovation groups responsible for idea generation, piloting, and incubation. Second point is that they use innovation programs to bring in external problem solvers. And third point is that they establish innovation committees or governance groups to guide solution development. Many public sector organizations have acted as problem solvers using techniques like this. For example, NASA invented the water filters now used by many municipal water plants, and the Global Positioning System, GPS, that we now use in our cars was originally developed by the U.S. Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, as means of targeting ballistic warheads. Problem-solver innovation initiatives do not have to be restricted to a single challenge. It is also possible for an organization to launch an initiative that builds its capacity to act as a problem-solver on an ongoing basis. In some cases, these efforts involve the establishment of groups or labs devoted to developing and piloting innovations directly within the communities where the solutions are developed, such as the offices of New Urban Mechanics in Boston and the Entrepreneurship in Residence program in Philadelphia and San Francisco. In other cases, technology platforms that harness problem solvers' knowledge, such as the U.S. Transportation Security Administration's Idea Factory or New York City Simplicity, that can be used to improve overall government efficiency and support idea generation and selection. Enablers seek to make innovation easier, or in some cases possible, by providing other actors with necessary resources. Common enabler strategies include training sessions that equip problem solvers with new skill sets, the release of data sets for use in a specific challenge, facility sharing sessions, one-time investments in new innovation projects. Organizations hoping to build their capabilities as enablers often build an infrastructure for technology and web-based projects through Wi-Fi or broadband initiatives, launch open data initiatives, provide online toolkits to support problem solvers, and establish permanent grant and training programs. Neighbors make innovation easier, or in some cases possible, by providing other actors with resources that help them innovate. The toolkit developed by the White House Office of Science and Technology contains a step-by-step guide for execution of each stage of the prize design process, which was done for federal agencies and employees interested in making greater and more effective use of the prize challenge. With continued support from the GSA and the federal community of experts, the toolkit represents an example of the federal government taking on the enabler role. As with other innovation roles, organizations can build their capacity to act as enablers on an ongoing basis. These efforts may include technology infrastructure projects that make the development of new technology innovations easier, such as citywide Wi-Fi or broadband initiatives, permanent training programs that potential problem solvers can turn into in order to learn needed skills, open data initiatives to drive innovation, and permanent grant programs that offer seed funding to support innovation. Motivators provide incentives to encourage potential problem solvers to innovate. Common motivator strategies include challenges and competitions that award prizes or recognition for new innovations, and the use of games or gamification to encourage participation in problem solving. Organizations hoping to build their capabilities as motivators often establish competition platforms that allow problem solvers to vie for funding, provide awards that confer status in exchange for successful innovation, establish policies and regulations that require or reward new approaches, and issue social impact bonds that provide financial incentives for demonstrated social impact. Motivators provide incentives that encourage problem solvers to innovate. Motivators' capacity building efforts may include the development of competition platforms that allow problem solvers to vie for prizes, annual awards that afford recognition for successful innovation, and policies and regulations that require or reward new approaches to challenges. Prizes and competition are perhaps the most visible examples of motivator tactics. Bloomberg Philanthropies, for example, has served as a motivator by awarding millions of dollars to problem solvers through its Mayor's Challenge, a competition designed to encourage American cities to generate innovative ideas that solve uniquely urban problems and improve quality of life. The city of Boston has taken a different approach to spurring social innovation by turning innovation into entertainment. Boston citizens can use Street Cred, an app that aims to gamify civic engagement, to gather information necessary to solve citizens identified problems. A point system encourages Bostonians to complete a range of actions, from reporting potholes to sharing civic accomplishments on Instagram, that help the city address urban issues. Completing a series of missions earns users virtual coins with which they can vote on actual grants to community groups. Yet another motivator tactic can be the use of social impact bonds, which are contracts between the public sector and a social service provider, and often a private sector entity. In this type of agreement, the private sector entity is incentivized to finance social interventions by the public sector's commitment to pay for improved social outcomes. Recently, firms like Goldman Sachs have aimed to reduce prisoner recidivism through the use of social impact bonds. Conveners bring actors in the innovation ecosystem together to share knowledge and resources, or to partner to innovate. Common convener strategies include organizing conferences, unconferences, hackathons, and other events that bring diverse parties together, using wikis or crowdsourcing tools to leverage broad-based knowledge and skills to solve a problem. And organizations hoping to build their capabilities as conveners, they often either develop social collaboration and crowdsourcing platforms that allow innovators to share knowledge and exchange ideas, or establish physical spaces that bring together other innovators. For countless examples of the power of convener initiatives that aid innovation, a 2016 snowstorm in Seattle inspired the city to set up its Let It Snow hackathon, which encouraged citizens to use their combined skill sets to devise better storm communication tools using open source data. Another city, Philadelphia, partnered with Code for America to host a civic hackathon, Apps for Philly Transit, which gave participants the opportunity to conceive, design, and prototype uses of open data. Both hackathons exemplify how an organization can play the convener role within an innovation ecosystem, bringing together groups and individuals that otherwise would have remained dispersed. Integrators in the ecosystem are a vital component of a true innovation ecosystem. The integrator is a fifth hybrid role that serves to align actors in the other four roles and enhance effectiveness of the ecosystem as a whole. Integrators help articulate the innovation ecosystem goals and create processes and platforms that allow the ecosystem's other actors to work effectively together on an ongoing basis. Integrators should not be confused with conveners. While conveners serve as hosts, integrators identify different actors who can partner with each other, make connections between them, and examine and select the right tools to create value among the ecosystem's various members. Integrators usually begin by playing one of the other four roles and evolve into integrators as they take steps to identify other actors, develop platforms, conduct ongoing analysis and activities to keep the ecosystem running, and help other participants partner effectively. South by Southwest, for example, began as a convener, but its brand and the community it has formed are so strong that it now also serves as an integrator by reaching out to potential partnering organizations and bringing them together for various activities. Similarly, as the City of Chicago's data portal, which originally provided a limited number of open access data files that others could use to develop innovations for the city, now provides code-sharing opportunities, hacking groups, proactive app requests, and feedback on new and useful data sets to augment the site's functionality. With this expansion of functionality, the site and the organization running it has morphed from an enabler, offering resources to problem solvers, seeking to address discrete challenges, into an integrator that supports the ongoing community and attracts and enables a range of actors that produce innovations for the city. Private sector organizations may also act as integrators. Unilever, for instance, took on the integrator role when it worked to generate new businesses in rural India by increasing hand washing while also reducing the country's 1.5 million annual child deaths from diarrhea. By engaging schools, nonprofits, microfinance institutions, and unemployed women, Unilever positioned itself at the center of the ecosystem of actors, bringing the right combination of participants together to solve a social challenge. Selecting the right strategies for your innovation initiative. One important question that organizations should ask themselves is that which role should they pursue? Organizations that can benefit from taking an ecosystem view of their innovation activities generally fall into one of two broad categories. They're either organizations with established impact models, or they're organizations looking for ways to make the greatest impact with their initiatives launch. Both of these types of organizations can benefit from conducting a careful analysis of the ecosystem, surrounding a specific public sector challenge, and then adopting the right role or combination of roles to maximize the value that the ecosystem produces. But those five innovation roles that are described by the Deloitte Insight reports are not mutually exclusive. In many cases, organizations may choose to launch initiatives that fill multiple roles simultaneously. For example, it is common for think tanks to conduct research and then hold a conference to release it to interested parties. This type of effort can simultaneously be considered both an enabler and a convener initiative, as it provides problem solvers with new and valuable information while also bringing together actors that might work together in using this information. Similarly, city governments that release data and then offer a reward to citizens who use it to develop a new mobile application are simultaneously serving in an enabler and a motivator role, providing both essential data and an incentive. I hope you have enjoyed this brief description of the Deloitte Insider Report. The link to this report will also be published on the Instagram page. Please follow us as at the Think Tank Initiative page on Instagram. See you soon on the next episode of Public Sector Innovation Talks.